Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Heidi ho, neighbors, it's Crab Diving Thursday, shooting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 5, 6, 7 o'clock out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't a little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, or do the math where you are, then possibly you're listening to this as a rerun, which runs on crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a wonderful treasure chest full of gold and myrrh and shit.
And frankincense.
Why not? you get that at crabdiving.com and iTunes or Stitcher. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I'd like to say to our friends out in Scotland.
Yo!
What up?
What's up, Scotland? You guys...
what's going on with Scotland?
We talk politics here on Crab Diving.
Do they have politics there?
They have really cool politics over in Scotland. They're getting ready. Last time they were just a wee sea hare away from giving the big fuck you to the Queen and saying we're doing our own thing, man. We're gonna be Scotland, not part of the United Kingdom anymore.
Wait,
they were this close.
What happened? Why did
they
know?
Didn't?
That's what this guy just said. He says they were so close.
Right. Right. It was a sea hare away. Follow us, ladies and gentlemen, on the Twitter machine at Crab Diving.
Yes.
We're chatting right now also on Periscope, on the Periscope machine.
Dee 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 dee.
Going worldwide.
What up?
Out from the wonderful ear holes out there in the universe.
Yes.
The dog is just finishing the last of her food. And we're going to fire it up.
Did we say our names?
I think I said my name.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
He's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Tell all your friends about us.
That's right. At Rated R Comedy.
Word of mouth. At Crab Diving.
Is Ryan's Twitter.
At Vile Experience.
I don't tweet much. I don't tweet much at all.
I really don't either. Although I do tweet generally when I'm at the gym. And
well,
we both tweet
off of Crab Diving.
So yes.
Part of the thing is that all of our genius we save for you guys, for the Crab Diving fans.
I mean, I was on the elliptical yesterday at the gym, and I nearly tweeted out to at LA Fitness, why are there soiled, disgusting napkins shoved into every goddamn drink holder in every fucking aerobic machine at the gym?
And you know it was somebody like mopping up their sweaty taint or something like that.
And I don't even fault LA Fitness. I fault the people that work out there. Because if you're getting paid $7.50 an hour, you shouldn't have to clean up people's soiled fucking napkins.
Well, and how many times do they have to go around? Are they supposed to hover like dirty napkin vultures just trying to watch for one person to drop some soiled piece of shit napkin or something like that?
Dirty napkin vultures. We need that. Why haven't vultures evolved to serve man in that fucking
fashion? They kind of have them at five-star restaurants. One of my first experiences in Chicago,
yes,
Illinois, was at a five-star restaurant. My first experience at like a restaurant I shouldn't be in,
right?
As a kind of uncivilized person,
unclean.
But part of it was a little nerve-wracking because I just ain't used to being served. You know, I mean, my family when I was two, it was like, you know, you should be cooking your own shit.
I'm kidding. I'm exaggerating. But no, I was a pretty independent kid. But they
It's weird to have people do shit for you so if you aren't
there was a
used to it.
Person.
A crummer.
There was a person with a little utensil who was scurrying around from table to table.
They're called a crumb brulee.
I hope they were making enough to feed a family in this country. Probably fucking not.
No.
Working his ass off, though. And then there were like water people. There were... It was like a magical forest. There were the magical water elves. There were
hand job givers.
Sadly, it wasn't that kind of a restaurant. But the napkin thing was disconcerting because I got up and came back and my napkin was like refolded and shit
into the shape of a goose.
It was very too much.
Yeah,
it was too much going on. Like if you break contact with the three or four people you're sitting there eating with, and you make contact with any of the servers, they're like, "Yes, can I help you? Yes, what? Yes, can I help you?"
I love that.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
But having not experienced that before, it was.
It's weird.
It's now I'm a fucking asshole.
It's
now
discombobulating.
I'm like,
yes. Oh, bullshit. Yes.
Over here.
Come fold my napkin into the shape of a crab.
Servant, fillet me first and then bring me my mead.
Right. Have you ever had mead?
Yes, I have.
At what, the Ren Fair or something?
as a matter of fact, possibly.
What is it? What is mead?
And it's an alcoholic beverage. It's a fermented. It's just a fermented bullshit made out of something else other than the same shit that they make out the other stuff from.
Mead.
Mead is an alcoholic beverage created by fermenting honey with water.
Sometimes that sounds reasonable.
Sometimes with various fruits, spices, grains, or hops. So you can, it's just stuff to get you fucked up. Basically, it's the earlier stuff.
Yummy.
Honey wine, it's called sometimes.
We need more shit on this planet that just straight up fucks us up. But maybe we don't.
I had a friend who made mead.
Oh,
made
yes.
His own mead.
Right.
He also made his own ring mail.
His own what?
Ring mail.
Oh, chain mail? Armor?
Yeah, armor.
Has he called this show?
He was into it. Has not.
Oh, it's different.
Actually.
Okay.
Though the friend you're thinking of has also made his own. I don't know if he's made mead. You know that shit that he makes.
Good.
Tony, we've talked about it on the show. Tony.
He makes this gooey vanilla liqueur sludge that is delicious.
Right. With, I'm trying to think of the name of the alcohol that he uses. It's a Polish grain alcohol that they use. And then they mix it with, it's like pudding almost. But it's pudding, it's almost... Like the stuff that the gel that you put on paint to dissolve it off. It kind of tastes like that.
It's like paint thinner.
Right. But
kerosene.
Goddamn. But it's enough sweetness that it's good. And you take a shot of that and you have to lick out the.
Oh, yes. The whole
shot glass. Sure. Lick it out well. And then, man, one or two of those. And things might get a little swimmy headed-ish.
Yeah.
You okay?
No. I mean, I was just scratching my head. I had a headache all day. My day job's beating my ass. By the way, if you please go to crabdiving.com, access Amazon if you want to buy something from that site through our portal. It sends money our way.
Save
and we
Ryan.
Can stop working for these fucking assholes.
Hashtag save Ryan. Save Ryan from the man.
Save Pat. You don't think you need saving?
Maybe beyond saving.
No, oh, please stop it.
We can get to the headlines here, see what's going on here in these United States of America. Let's let Sarah Palin.
Fuck you.
The brilliance of Sarah Palin take us into the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, June 11th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are the headlines. Over at the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal.
It beat
Huffington Post. I'm waiting for it to load. There is a photograph of a few soldiers standing around in what is either Iraq or, you know, maybe Texas.
Some other shithole.
Yeah. And the headline says, even more?
Oh.
With a question mark.
Fascinating.
I'm assuming, you know, you heard that Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck you.
Our commander-in-chief here, president of the United States, decided to send some boots on the ground where we're not sending boots on the ground.
Yes.
To Iraq.
Right.
Because was going to decide to send 450 additional troops.
That's it?
Yesterday.
Okay.
To act as additional training people and stuff. Like, we're not sending in combat troops.
Did we vote on this?
No, we don't get to.
Okay.
And all right. Congress gets to, you know, vote on unilateral actions and shit like this. But they decided they don't want to get in on it because, you know, there's an election coming up and they don't want to guess either way.
Hmm.
So they don't want to be forced into a vote. So they're just like, oh, let him do it.
Yeah. They want to look like they're what? Why don't the Republicans, why aren't they into this? Why wouldn't they want to send people over to the Middle East to beat the shit out of brown people? Isn't that what we do?
Because they know it's a giant tornado shitstorm and that it's just not going to turn out great. It's just trying to, how do we get it to turn out less than horrifically fucking heinous is right what we're trying for right now. So they get to point the finger at the brown guy in the White House.
Sure.
Look, he's failed. What's his face? McCain. Already. In the Senate here, yeah. Screeching about even the 450 they sent. They're sending them over there. You think McCain would be throwing a little 78-year-old boner over the fact that people are going to war, because you know nothing, he loves nothing more than war.
Yeah, I don't get it. It seems like this would be, you know, his thing.
But it's Obama likes it, therefore
it's bad.
We have to hate it.
Fuck you.
So now they're saying today they're considering sending even more, creating a military hub in Anbar. Anbar province.
Anwar.
Elsewhere in Iraq.
I mean, I was with you. I don't know the difference between Anwar and Anbar. I've never been there. I would bet most dipshits know not.
Should we go and do live crab diving from Anbar province?
Well, I would love to do it live, but would we be alive?
Right. Yeah, I might hold off on Iraq for a little while.
Live, but dead from Iraq.
For your vacation needs, you might want to choose other places. Possibly cheap.
Yes.
I don't know.
Feel like on Craigslist for an apartment there in Baghdad?
Cheap as fuck.
Oh, my God. I mean, what kind of money do they have over there? Ruples?
God, now I want to see.
Dinars?
You think
what kind of money is in Baghdad?
You think there's a Craigslist Baghdad?
Absolutely.
There is absolutely a Craigslist Baghdad.
Do they have apartments?
Apartments and housing.
I love it.
There's one listing.
Okay.
There's one listing. Dead Sea House for sale. For sale. Cozy house, 3-bedroom, 2 master bedrooms with a bath, 3-bed bathroom with a nice salon.
Oh, a salon.
And rooftop with a beautiful view of the Dead Sea.
Oh.
The house itself sits on half of Donon.
Oh, Donon?
Which is 500 meters.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Donon.
Do they have different measures? With dates, olives, and fruit trees surrounding it. Nice.
No, that sounds
outside
nice.
Seating area.
Is there a picture?
Along with a stunning rooftop. Oh. Around 50 meters. Please, if interested, contact me. There's no... Wow. Well, there's a cool garden.
Oh, yeah?
There's no... Iraqi dollars. 110,000.
No, by the way, Scotland has chimed in, and he thinks you're wrong. There's no, the Iraq is not near the Dead Sea.
Oh, well, this is, for some reason, it says...
I don't know.
Maybe it's somebody in Iraq's summer home over on the Dead Sea.
Relax, Scotland. We're trying to look for a nice place in Iraq, okay? We don't know the area.
This must be... I think this must be their summer home on the Dead Sea.
Ooh.
It's lovely.
Oh my God! I you know what that apartment looks like where they snagged what's his face from SEAL Team Six,
right? Osama's compound. It's Iraq
money
exchange. I'm looking up the exchange rate here for the Iraqis. Anyway, so that's the headline over on the Huffington Post.
Effete
is that we might make some more military hubs over in the Iraq
liberal.
You know, to go after the ISIS. Which, you know, George Bush created in the first place.
I bet it is.
Helped create.
I mean, honestly, I mean, once the area comes around, I mean, is Baghdad gentrifying yet? Like Koreatown where we live?
There's probably nice parts of Baghdad. Well, Baghdad hasn't been taken by ISIS yet.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
Maybe that's why this summer home is so cheap.
Right.
And maybe ISIS got this area and they're like, hey, take the summer house. It's cheap. We haven't been there in a while.
I mean, to me, in Los Angeles, you can tell if an area is gentrifying if there's, say, a Starbucks or a Gap pops up or something like that. But in Iraq, what is that? It just means that you're not getting shot.
Right.
That part is some fucking evil.
The Iraqi dinar. Oh, this can't be right. It can't be right because this says 110,000 dinars equals $92. There's no way a four bedroom house.
Yes.
I don't know. Dead Sea is $92. Right. It's got to be wrong, but it does say Iraqi dinars.
Isn't Bulgaria like civilized and you can live there, but it's also cheap. It's cheap, right?
Bulgaria, I think, is a pretty cheap place to buy real estate these days.
By the way, a Scottish dude is telling us that we're pronouncing Iraq wrong. I want to hear
how does it pronounce? It's pronounced cunt.
Yeah, give us a call. 323-601 libs.
5427.
5427. Let us know if we're pronouncing anything wrong.
We like to be fair and balanced here.
Gross.
On the crab diving show.
Wee-wee.
So we leave the liberal Huffington Post.
Oh, yes.
And we head over to where the, you know, slightly more challenged members of our country.
What a nice way to put that.
Get some of their news from. We go to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, stupid.
And the Drudge Report has got to be firing people up and scaring the shit out of people about something.
Right.
So, of course, the headline there says, hackers have personnel data on every federal employee.
Fuck you.
Ah,
oh, wait, everyone?
That kind of sucks, though.
Well, are you a federal employee?
I was not. I was a state employee at one time.
Oh.
In Illinois.
Back when you played tennis.
Yes, but not a federal.
God, that sounds so like commie, right? You played tennis for the state.
I did.
Oh, shit.
I did play tennis for the state. This is an Associated Press story.
AP.
Hackers stole personnel data and social security numbers for every federal employee, a government worker union said Thursday.
God, you know they didn't want to say anything. They're like, oh, man.
They're saying that the cyber theft of U.S. employee information was more damaging than the administration has been acknowledging.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a pussy. They took your fucking... They know your birthday now. Who cares?
Yeah, not the most transparent administration. Obama's done some nice shit, but done some heinous fucking shit, too.
Oh, what? And universal health care isn't good enough for you?
How about droning the fuck out of people?
Yeah.
And not cool. How about you said the NSA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Drones, NSA, drones, FBI,
NSA,
yeah.
TPP, PTT, what is that?
TPP is awful.
Yes.
That's going to happen. We got a little bit of news on that later. I think there's a vote happening on Friday.
There's something else heinous that I just learned about.
Of the TPP?
No. Some other negative thing about Obama. I can't remember what it is. I don't know. Although I did see something that's really good on my Facebook feed. He's putting through legislation to stop the public funding of these goddamn sports arenas.
Oh, I hope that happens.
Me too. I mean, my God, can we please stop sucking the collective dick of all the jocks in this country?
It's not the jocks. It's
worshiping them.
It's the, well, yeah, I mean, it's the,
my God,
the fucking billionaires that own the goddamn teams are using, or what, they're holding the jocks with their dicks out in front of us for to be
like,
sucked
like that,
yeah. So that
sucky my
and
dicky.
Then they, it's extortion. Well, we're gonna pick up our team and go away.
Fine.
We're gonna leave your city. Me, go. me And we're going to go where they're going to build us a nice, pretty stadium and not charge us anything. And then we're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars of profit.
Hey, you know what would happen? You know what would be the direct result, immediate result of the Dodgers leaving Los Angeles? Better traffic whenever there's a Dodgers game. Honestly.
A little less crime over in that section.
I'll still watch it on TV. Who gives a fuck? The traffic, these stadiums, these temples we erect to people that can throw or catch the ball, man.
You said erect.
It fucks traffic up. You can't get around. God forbid you got to go on the 110 or the fucking 5 the day of a Dodgers game. You are fucked.
But don't you think that's where maybe it's nicer to have like the old-timey park in the little neighborhood? Because, I mean, Wrigley's always been that little area. Traffic's always been a little shitty and stuff. And not that many people are foolish enough to try to drive to a Cubs game.
Totally, because it's like, what, $1.50, $1.75, one way to take the train there, as opposed to $30 to park at Wrigley Field.
And people from the suburbs drive to the edge of town to these park and kiss or whatever, kiss and parks.
Kiss and rides.
And then hop on the and then hop on the train to come in, and they get dropped off right fucking outside.
It's perfect. You can get wasted
near the Cubby Bear.
Yeah.
Or whatever that one was on that corner. Cubby Bear was on the
other. I had one of my first legal drink at a bar right across from fucking Wrigley Field on, I forget, who gives a shit, somewhere around there.
I had my first at a bar in public hit of weed at that bar on the corner.
Oh, did you really?
After a Cubs game one time, We were sitting upstairs, you know, they had those sections with the couches kind of and shit, but there's still a bar and there's still hundreds of people.
We're talking about the same place.
And one of my friends just sitting across from me is like, opens up with this little dugout he had and packed a little, like a pipe. It wasn't even like a joint or anything. Like he made a ritual out of packing his pipe there, passed it over. I was like, well, all right. I guess there's worse things to get arrested for.
That takes balls. You know, a friend of mine lived across the street from Wrigley Field, and you know, she actually sued the Cubs or whoever owns that stadium because some asshole was taking one of the security cameras, pointing it toward her window and watching her dress.
Oh,
I shit you not. This was in the 90s.
Wow, man. And then everybody pisses on you.
She's like, I'm standing in my bra and I'm like, why is there a camera pointed at my fucking window with a little red light on it?
Crazy.
Pervs
in Chicago. How did we get there?
It's from just federal so cold, employees, you know.
Oh, tennis to Chicago too.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. That's how we got there. We digressed. So these hackers have gotten in.
Yes.
And taken this data. They think it's the Chinese, maybe.
No.
But then they're finding out there was another hack recently. I don't even remember what it was specifically, but they were blaming the Iranians or something, and then it turns out now they're blaming the Russians. Like, everybody's fucking hacking everybody else. You know we're doing it too, of course.
Yeah.
Well, they know that we sent that one worm to Iran to fuck up their nuclear program.
Diddle my worm.
Stuxnet or something like that. Stuxnet. Yeah, we worked with the Israelis.
Nine.
To hack and create a worm that went in and really fucked up their nuclear program,
man,
for a while.
We got to get out of this whole fucking, everything's connected to a network bullshit. It's going to fuck us up,
man. We did that story just the other day. Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this great show. We talked about that drug pump at hospitals they have now.
Oh, yes.
That they found a vulnerability. It's plugged into the net, so it monitors, so the nurses can monitor it at their station and shit. The station's plugged into the net. They found out that it's hackable, and the person could turn off the alarms and just crank up the meds.
That's terrifying, OD the person and kill them.
And what about these automatic cars?
Google cars?
Yeah, that's what they're worried about.
What about the penis pump?
That it's all great. Yeah, those and the.
I don't want an erection right now.
Yeah, you don't want your e-dildo to go insane.
Could you imagine if you hacked it, you found out one of your friends had one of those electronic penis pumps, and you're watching walk across the street, like, you're like, watch this, I just hacked into his dick pump. Beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. That guy's got a hard on now. See, you can tell.
Or it's the person in the downstairs apartment, and you're like, listen to this.
Oh, you're shocked.
Press the button.
You're shocking. It's John Thomas.
It's John Thomas. So that's what's going on over on the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen. They're
lovely.
They're concerned. I kind of agree with them on this one. You know, the hacking ain't cool.
No, they're alarmist.
Electronic bullshit.
They just didn't have... there was nothing about immigration or gun control to fucking bitch and moan about today. That's all.
Are you being sarcastic or are you...
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always surprised when Drudge gets away from Mexicans.
Yeah, they've...
That's their favorite.
Well, terrorists.
Terrorists.
The Mexicans, they can point to here.
Yes.
You know, in a lot of places, you can look out your window and say, oh, look, it's a Mexican.
Oh, my God.
But not a lot of terrorists.
You know, I've got some really close Mexican friends. Should I list them all?
Yeah.
Isn't that a move?
Some people here would, you know, give that a...
That's my favorite move when someone tries to prove that they're not racist after they say something shitty. Oh, I've got a lot of black friends.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all my Asian friends.
Yeah. I fucked black people before.
Oh, yeah, that's it. oh, shit.
There's a lot going on our social media, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget our Twitter at Crab Diving. And over on our Facebook page, lots of conversations going on. Lots of angry liberals hopping on. There's a couple stories. There's one story nobody argued about. All they did was there's like 50 responses of everybody just fucking piling on what the Republican asshole said. But go to Crab Diving on Facebook and you'll see some stories that we get to here, stories that we don't get to, memes and shit that we
memes.
in the liberal sphere, this is interesting.
Right.
Streaming media.
Yes.
Like us?
Oh, yes.
We're streaming right now. We're doing video and audio.
Hello, Periscope.
Streaming warm for you, right in your face.
We have this guy from Scotland that's sitting there, like, critiquing how we pronounce things.
Right.
But the Scottish people, I mean, you try to follow that dialect. I mean, goddamn.
Depending on, yeah. What that guy on Sons of Anarchy, there are times, a couple times where it's been like, can we have the subtitles going, please?
But he's Irish.
It's a great... No, no, no. Chibs is Scottish.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Apologies.
They came out with ratings of the most streamed primetime programs. So shows that show on the regular networks or cable networks on primetime, most of them have streaming equivalents.
Okay.
And they're coming out with charts of that shit now. And it turns out in the top 10 of all the top 10 shows streamed on the intranets, there's only one news show.
Okay.
Real news or pundit show.
Oh, God. Say it's not Fox.
Number 10 is, well, this one makes you want a $1 million listing New York.
What does that mean?
On Bravo. It's a reality show about, I think it's about, real estate agents. Like, it's a bunch of crazy, really rich, really nuts real estate agents running around sniping at each other.
Do you give a shit
yelling
about
at their employees and shit.
Do you give a shit about something like that?
No.
What? Hey, listeners, why do you give a shit about that show? I don't understand. Stupid.
The show I'll tell you in a second, is at number 9, the political show. At number 8, Silicon Valley on HBO.
Oh, I've heard that's awesome.
Is that a drama?
Yeah, I think it's a dramedy.
Deadliest Catch.
Yes.
On Discovery about the crab.
Are there new seasons of that?
A crabby show. We give our crab claws up to the Deadliest Catch, although what they do to their crabs is, you know, not what we would want
absolutely
to have done to us.
And I'm going to go out on a little limb here and say that their politics might be different. I don't know.
I think their politics may be a wee bit different than
ours. Bunch of burly dudes from Alaska.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Quite libertarian-y. They're probably... Yes. Probably not a lot of gay pride marches going on.
And they don't want to hear about the government regulating anything that goes boom.
Yes.
Leave my guns alone.
You could take off after anything. You could stop.
Right.
They don't want the government regulating anything.
Yeah.
19 Kids and Counting.
Is that the Duggars?
TLC.
Is that the Duggars?
That's the Duggars. The fucking Duggars. The Duggar Diddler. And the mom and dad that are only famous because... they have children coming out of that vagina.
Like a Gatling gun.
School bus emptying the kids out.
Oh, let me pitch you something for a YouTube video. Let's do a spoof of 19 and Counting, a parody, and we'll have somebody play Josh Duggar, but it's like one of those nighttime security cams.
Right. One of those little teddy bear cams you put when you're worried that your babysitter is shaking your baby.
I don't know what the twist is or how we'd make it funny, but that's a general setup. I think it could get some laughs. Trademark crab diving. You cannot steal it.
The Duggery cam.
So everybody loves the Duggers, even though they're a bunch of fucking crooks.
Real Housewives of New York City is at fifth.
Gross.
Keeping Up with the Car fucking Dashians is at fourth.
Boring.
Game of Thrones, I get. That's at third. Mad Men at two.
And so say we all.
This is obviously a little bit older, you know, a few weeks old. Number one program. Streamed.
Dee 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 dee.
Daily Show.
Oh, that doesn't surprise
me
at all.
John Stewart. But that's a comedy program.
Right.
That's not a news program.
That is news. Bullshit. That's real news.
It's not a news program.
It's satire.
The real news program
is
coming in at number nine on the list. Nestled between Silicon Valley.
Don't say outnumbered.
And the Million Dollar Listing New York.
What is it?
It's actually good news. The Rachel Maddow Show.
I am not surprised to hear that.
The Rachel Maddow Show. So, who is watching shit on the internet?
Smart people.
Everybody under 50.
Liberals.
At least. Right?
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that the Fox fucking News channel, whose demographic, and I ain't joking, last I saw, it was like 68, but the only reason it was 68 years old, their average viewer, the only reason it was that number was because they didn't go any higher than 68 when they asked you to check the number off.
Yeah, that's
like,
smart.
There's you know, a bunch of fuckers in their 90s sitting there going, fuck those black people.
You know, the average age is 70s. It's got to be in the 70s, you know.
And white.
Oh. there can't be any black people that watch Fox, right? I mean,
I can't imagine.
Or women, for that fucking matter. Or anybody that's not, like, straight,
well, the
white
Christo,
male.
The Christo ninnies, I guess.
Absolutely.
They're worried about, you know, people running in and grabbing their kids and turning them gay. And
yeah. And when the police do anything wrong, it's like, why don't you just sit there and shut up and not say anything and just bend over and be violated?
So, right. So, Rachel Maddow, good news. On the
kudos.
TV ratings, MSNBC ain't doing great. Fox News still wins, but the Fox News people are watching the oldest.
It's because all the dipshits.
Media, right. Yeah. And they're probably still, you know, taping fucking O'Reilly with their VHS.
Rewind that tape.
I'm calling their kids to be like, it's flashing 12 at me.
Yeah. Put some tape over it.
That used to be those rooms. That was my parents. Yeah. Every time I'd go home, it'd be the light would be flashing on the first the VHS and then the DVD player. I'd be like, well, what happened? I don't know how to set the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And the power would go out.
Would you fix it?
She'd, of course. And then when I left, you know, the power would go out or she'd clean or something. And you know, so anyway. So that's what's going on in the headlines.
Oh, yes.
And Rachel Maddow, good news. For
congratulations
the liberals.
For her.
Bad news for the motherfuckers on the right.
Oh, my God.
More indication after that poll we talked about last week.
Poll.
They are becoming more liberal. Everybody's becoming more liberal. Possible good news? I actually don't know, because I don't know that much about the sun. But
the sun, like
Sauron, S-O-N. Sauron.
Yes.
Of the evil empire of 21st Century Fox. Rupert Murdoch is preparing to bail. He's getting ready to step down.
Right.
As CEO of the Fox Empire. The Fox, which includes propaganda news here in the United States.
Why is Sauron stepping down? Is he bored or
84?
No, oh, okay.
He's preparing to step down as the head of the media giant. Now, this is where it gets weird, because how can people say that we don't have kings and monarchies anymore in parts of the world? Because guess who is going to be handed the reins?
His shit white son.
His son. So how the fuck does that work?
Right, I don't.
If it's a publicly traded company.
I don't know.
How the fuck does the crotch spawn of Rupert Murdoch get just instantly handed the reins?
But did they like have a controlling interest in stock or something like that?
They do.
Oh, okay.
Controlling shareholder, but nonetheless, why does that mean that, you know, there's a lot of other shareholders that you're beholden to? I just don't.
Right.
I just don't understand.
And who's going to replace the real Sauron that just died?
That wasn't Sauron. That was
who did he play?
Saruman.
Saruman.
The other wizard.
Yeah.
In the Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Big bummer. Christopher Lee, 93 years old. He had a good run.
Absolutely.
And he was working up till not long ago. I mean, he was working into his 90s.
Was he the only guy from the RSC that didn't make it into X-Men? And is he pissed off about it?
Did he not make it?
I'm not sure. He wasn't there? I would be like, what the fuck? It's Ian McKellen, Magneto. Why? What's wrong with me? I'm British. I'm old. Fuck him. Why is Ian McKellen the darling? Why?
Well, he's a little more spry. He's in his 60s, right? I think he can get away with more than...
Ian McKellen. I thought he was older than that,
is
dude.
He? I thought he was only in his 60s, maybe 70s.
Do you think? I just assume all those fucking old English actors get along because they're like the same age. It came from the same thingamabobber, but maybe they fucking hate each other. Maybe they're extremely competitive.
76. Ian McKellen. You're right. He's older than I thought.
Yeah.
May 25th. He just had his birthday not too long ago. Congratulations. Okay. 1939.
Oh shit.
He was born.
A famous jazz dude died today too. I don't remember who the fuck it was. Somebody.
Yeah, I'll look it up. There's today, the headline of Entertainment Weekly. I looked up Ian McKellen, and today's headline, it says, BFFs, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart lock lips at Mr. Holmes premiere. And there's a picture of Ian McKellen kissing Patrick Stewart on the lips.
Oh.
There you go.
Patrick Stewart. He's the best. He's the biggest British actor right now. Is he more popular than Ian McKellen?
I don't know. I think they're both, you know, probably around around the same.
They must have a cock off to decide who.
Right. I was sad. The last time I was in London, they were doing Waiting for Godot. Or Waiting for Godot, however the fuck you want to pronounce it.
People say it all different ways.
But they were way sold out. It was really hard. I couldn't get a ticket to see them. That would have been great to see the two of them doing Waiting for Godot.
Ornette Coleman died.
Ornette Coleman?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Saxophonist. Visionary.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try to find some, for the break. So that's the story that's going on there. Rupert Murdoch handing the reins over to the evil fucking empire.
Congratulations. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, right. Probably not.
Does his son suck or is he like a big lib? I can't imagine,
I would think not. You know, Murdoch has the equivalent, I think, down in Australia. He's got, you know, a big media empire, and it's kind of the same thing. It's the right-wing nut job fuckwad station.
Oh, okay. I love that. Right-wing nut job fuckwad station.
It's RWNJF.
You know, maybe if we ever get on our network, now I'm not looking for this at all, but maybe if we get a program we air that it's like the right's response to us.
Yes.
That's what we'll call it, what you just said.
The right-wing nut job fuckwad?
Show. Perfect.
Hour?
I think that's great. But I'm not interested in that.
We've got some follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
To the story that's been going on here.
Oh, shit.
You know, the McKinney.
Oh, I've
Texas.
Heard. Oh, yeah.
Where...
Cop shenanigans.
Yes, where a rogue cop went batshit crazy, basically, running around knocking down black kids and grabbed a vicious, towering, 85-pound, 15-year-old girl. In a little skimpy orange bikini, whipped around like a rag doll, face planted her into the grass, sat on her, and then
put its knee in her back, right?
And then jumped up when her friends came to surround him to yell at him to say, "Get off our friend." He jumped up and pulled his gun out and waved it around at a bunch of kids.
That's, God, I don't know. What are we supposed to think about that? That's just shitty.
Well, he is gone now. He resigned.
He should be in jail.
Officer Fuckwad. And the police chief, I mean, pretty strong words. He said that he used the word indefensible. He said, well, watching, he said, I had 12 officers out there. 11 of them did their job. And he said the actions of officer, I've already forgotten his name. Who cares?
Fuckwad.
Of Officer Dickwad.
Casebolt.
Casebolt.
Wow, holy shit, I remembered something.
Officer Casebolt.
Give it up for me.
We're indefensible. The actions are indefensible.
Do you think his words would be different if this was pre Missouri or wherever that was?
Possibly. Words would be also non-existent if there weren't cameras.
Right. I mean, it's only because he got caught.
Yeah.
One of his guys got caught.
And maybe Officer Dickwad, he saw that kid, the white kid standing there with the camera.
Yeah.
Although they completely ignored all the white people.
I mean, this makes me think, does the show Cops still exist?
I think so.
We need it. We need it to keep going.
But one of the... reasons too is the call that went out,
hello,
was from that asshole who called 911 in the first place, and he accused all these black kids here of starting the fight that had happened. When we find out, and what I've read is that it was this one white woman fighting told them to go back to Section 8.
Yes.
And then a black woman spoke up, and they had words, and the white woman swung first. Like, she went after the black woman.
Now, that's weird, because that's different than the account we heard yesterday from that internet radio host, or the radio host, the AM guy. He said it was, in fact, jungle animals.
Jungle animals was the term he used yesterday.
Apparently, there were a shitload of tigers and hippos and fucking wildebeest just creating havoc.
There's been more reaction. You know, Fox News, typically heinous.
Yes.
Just a parade, one after the other of, well, you know, if they would just comply to the police.
Right. We understand you're xenophobic. Please stop.
And there's been a few of the assholes who are saying, well, you know, Obama's created this atmosphere of mistrusting police. So everyone's running around challenging the police.
Man, let me tell you something. I guess what I've learned from America's first experience with a black president is that people will blame him for fucking anything. For a pool party gone awry, it's Obama's fault.
Absolutely.
He created an atmosphere. Fuck off.
Absolutely. One, you know, typical reaction here. The woman they now find.
Yes.
I identified her yesterday as heifer number one. Has been identified as Tracy Carver Albritton.
What a great name.
Who...
Albritton
works for Bank of America. I think she works in loans and stuff. And one of the... A good tweet that went out was Tracy Carver Albritton knows exactly where those Section 8 houses are because she's been redlining anybody coming in for a loan.
Oh, I see.
You know, that's the redlining is the process of, it's been proven, it's happened. We have instances of it where banks systemically, now they do it. You can't get a loan. If you're, you know, of a certain color.
I see. It's racist.
And we even saw, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Remember, it was they did a study where they sent out the exact same resumes.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
And all they did was change. One name was James Williams. And then the other name was like Latrell Williams.
Sure.
Or something. And the...
Latrell gets less calls.
Weird. For the or Latrell Johnson, it was two different names, and the identical resume, and the black sounding name got called in a lot less.
I don't know what you want me to say about that story because racism does not exist according to the right.
That's true. About that.
Who said that? Who proclaimed
it? A lot
dead?
Of them. A lot of them. There's no racism. You're a racist for bringing that up, Ryan.
And this is a little racist, but I don't think we should allow a white guy to make that call.
Which call?
Has racism died?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Somebody not white is in charge of proclaiming the end to racism.
Yeah, you just look at a panel of Republicans declaring racism dead. Old white guy, old white guy, old white guy, old white guy, old white guy.
That's funny.
So now this Bank of America hag has been, she actually works for a vendor that supplies Bank of America called CoreLogic.
Okay.
Which provides financial profiles that are keys in making mortgage decisions. And CoreLogic now has suspended her from her job, saying CoreLogic does not condone violence, discrimination, or harassment, takes conduct that is inconsistent with our values and expectations very seriously. As a result of these pending allegations, we have placed the employee in question on administrative leave while further investigations take place. That means she's making money, right?
Yeah. But how do we know that somebody above her didn't lean on her to do this?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what if one of her managers say, hey, you know, this is the process you should use?
Well, she's the one who got in the fight.
Oh, okay.
And also works for
Bank of America. Yeah. And Red Lines.
Well, probably. But that was people making jokes.
You know? Oh, okay. I mean,
yeah, assuming just because she's a big racist, because she's the one who was like, why don't you go back to Section 8? This is our white people pool.
Right. What a, yeah. What a pleasure that is, too, by the way. There's nothing better than a public pool with a bunch of big, fat, ass, white, redneck dickheads from Texas sitting around bitching about, well, you can't say what you used to be able to say no more because it's PC bullshit.
Right.
I hate that.
To you taking away my First Amendment rights to say the N-word.
It's my favorite word. I can't say the F-word no more.
You can say it as much as you want.
Right.
You just expect repercussions.
Public shaming, you know?
So now that you're talking about big, fat, white assholes in Texas, a Texas elementary school teacher is looking for a job.
Uh-oh.
After she posted on Facebook.
I love it. Something stupid.
I'm trying to find the exact, let me find her exact.
Oh God, that's hilarious.
Exactly what she wrote here. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. She's typing.
All right.
When you have to start your screed with, I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
It's bad. Cause you should just say it or type it.
The blacks are the ones causing the problems in this racial tension. In quotes.
Oh, racial tension. Now that's the drag name of our neighbor.
It's our neighbor's drag name.
Interesting.
I guess that's what happens when you flunk out of school and have no education. I'm sure their parents are just as guilty for not knowing. Oh, God, these ads just moved the text out of the way.
Oh, that's so irritating. God damn it, Internet.
I'm sure their parents are just as guilty for not knowing what their kids were doing. Or knew it and didn't care.
Oh, God.
Now, get this. I'm almost to the point of wanting them all segregated on one side of town so they can hurt each other and leave the innocent people alone.
She was teaching elementary school?
Maybe the 50s and 60s were really on to something.
Oh, my God.
Now let the bashing of my true and honest opinion begin.
Right.
Go, she said, all in capitals.
You're fired. How do you like that?
And then she used the hashtag, I'm not racist.
I have a serious question about hashtags. She hashtag, I'm not racist. Can you use like she contractions?
She didn't use the apostrophe. That would fuck it up.
The apostrophe fucks up a hashtag.
Yes.
Good to know.
She's sick of them causing trouble, the black people. reminded people that they were in a gated community.
Are we also sick of the white people causing trouble? I'm just wondering, or not? Are we still cool with that?
She deleted the post after you know.
A shitstorm.
Yeah, a well-deserved shitstorm.
What did she think? People are just going to like.
Well, her neighbors, I'm sure, were. Oh, yeah. You stand up, sister. I think those Negroes should be segregated, too.
There's a reason, like, your small brain simpleton ideas should just be kept around your immediate circle of friends, because when you start sharing them with the world...
The world realizes what a racist piece of shit you are.
It's not going to go well for you, dummy. Fucking asshole.
And she's teaching kids.
That is infuriating.
Teaching young children.
Good job. Is this Texas? Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
Oh, yeah, Texas. So she hoped that deleting the post and apologizing would resolve the issue.
Fuck you.
However, she got her pink slip and was let go.
That's good news, right?
That's good news.
Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry. Hey, listen, just didn't work out, you big fucking racist.
She teaches in Lubbock County.
Oh, she used to.
Which is 87% white.
Lubbock County. Oh, my God. Look, is there a Craigslist for Lubbock County? How much is an apartment there?
In Lubbock? I'm sure there is.
I mean, could you imagine? Where you live in Lubbock? Ooh, drink much?
I don't know that I was ever at Lubbock.
I've never been there. Lubbock.
Just for laughs.
Yes?
The Lubbock Avalanche Journal... has the story
that we just
talked about.
But there's no mountains in Texas. Why would they be called... Okay. Weird.
Has the post... It has an actual screen cap of the post.
Right.
Where she said, this makes me angry. This officer should not have had to resign. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. And she goes on. So let's scroll down to the comments.
Oh, interesting.
From Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
What the comment section in this newspaper says.
I'm already angry.
Here we go. And the fiction of free speech flies out the window. In the lobby of the Avalanche Journal, there's a line written on the wall. You find it at most newspapers in America. It goes something like this. I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it.
Well, no.
Karen Michael and Adam Young, I guess these are two other posters they're bitching about.
I mean, but if...
Are you speaking up on behalf of this poor lady? So much for the myth of free speech. Time to repaint the wall in that lobby. Mrs. Fitzsimmons is taking heat for saying what most of those in the Friendship School District were thinking. Well, right. Nobody's surprised by that.
Right. No one is shocked over what she said.
We assume that the Friendship School District in Lubbock, fucking Texas, is going to be swirling with racist cumwads.
Yes. Welcome to Xenophobiaville, fucking right. USA.
You can't penalize thought, can you? Not yet. No, she could think what the fuck she wants.
She's a teacher, right?
Yeah, and don't put it on Facebook. Don't put your heinous racist bullshit on Facebook.
But you're allowed to.
Right. Nobody stopped her from putting it on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Nobody would stop her from putting more bullshit on Facebook.
But now she lost her job because of it.
There are consequences for your bullshit.
What?
What?
I don't understand
that. But we're Christians. We don't have consequences.
Yeah.
Except for, the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, she brought... Did she ask...
those fucking Duggars, heinous diddler... I'm trying to think of something that starts with a D. But the diddler barriers. Yes. The diddler excusers.
Dicks. Listen,
that's their excuse. Jesus, how dare you question... what we did and how we handled that. You must hate religion.
I ask forgiveness of my imaginary sky god.
Right.
I am absolved from molesting my sister.
My hands are washed. You can't smell her little vajayjay no more.
God. Yeah.
My favorite joke to use on that.
I know. It's funny. I was going to say something else about that fucking teacher. But they have a morals clause, right? I mean,
that's why they fired her. Yeah. I mean, that's why they were able to fire her.
I mean, it's not... I don't understand why people don't understand that.
The statement from the district says...
Yes?
Friendship Independent School District is deeply disappointed in the thoughtlessness conveyed by this employee's post.
Fuck you.
We find these statements to be extremely offensive, right, insensitive, and disrespectful to our friendship community and citizens everywhere. See, this is good, because even if the person, even if the heinous white secretary at the Friendship ISD who had to type this up, fuming, you know, she's sitting there fuming with every type. She's like, God damn it, those Negroes were the ones that did it, but we got to suck up because Obama and shit.
Big hair.
Oh, yeah, big, big Texas hair.
I love it.
Big cross made of diamonds on her lapel.
Wait a second. Are you saying those words weren't heartfelt? Are you saying that they copied and pasted from a doc of what you're supposed to say when you're pretending exactly to be outraged over racism?
And this other person even said it. This comment. You know that everybody in that group is in that district is what's they're thinking. Now this person has in the comments.
What about the right to that chick? Fuck it, forget it. God damn it.
This person has a brain. This person says, yes, Ms. Fitzgibbons, free speech isn't always of no consequence.
Absolutely.
Don't sign a contract you can't commit to, knowing what the repercussions might be.
Yeah.
Now, this person says, nothing wrong with segregation. The only way to argue that segregation is wrong is to argue that one race will be oppressed simply by not being able to live with the other.
Oh, well, my God.
But if you say, I want to live over there.
Yes.
And you say, no, Negro.
You can't live over there.
I'm feeling a little bit oppressed.
Yeah.
That's by definition oppressed, you
racism.
Moron.
Racism. And I mean, God damn it. Not everybody. No one feels this way anymore. I just don't get it. I mean, I guess people in Texas do. Maybe a lot of people feel this way. I mean,
the authors of this article should be fired for being racial supremacists.
What?
I don't. They're saying that. That if you think segregation is wrong, then you're buying into the fact that one race is better than the other.
Oh, God, that is such insane right-wing nut job.
I can't.
Brain jujitsu.
Yeah, I can't wrap my brain around that illogic.
Okay, segregation is wrong because you can't treat people separate but equal. You just can't. But I guess
by separating them against their will, you're by definition not treating them equally.
But are they saying because we're mentioning that, or because we're saying that's because of race, we are racists?
Oh, well, that's a big one, yeah. And because there's no, they're saying one of the main ridiculous arguments of racist white supremacist fuckheads is that.
That race plays a part.
Well, you're acknowledging if you're this real liberal who sees everybody, you know, that's why Stephen Colbert makes those jokes about I don't see color, I don't see race.
Right.
Because that's ridiculous. Of course you're going to see race.
Yeah.
You're going to see a person walks in. You're going to be like, oh, look, that person is a black guy. That person's a white guy. That's a Chinese girl. We can't help but notice that shit. And so these idiots on the right or these idiot racists are like, well, that's what they think we're saying. That there is no difference. Everybody should be the same. We should all just fuck each other and everybody should be biracial.
Well, I mean, I think so.
I agree with that one. I would take a little more melanin. I wouldn't have this bleachy white skin.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That burns in the fucking sun.
But then you'd lose your white privilege, dummy. What if you lost your white privilege right now?
Who, me?
Yeah, yeah.
Not much left. To be honest, please don't take my white privilege. I don't give a fuck. Take my white privilege. I
what hope, race would you be? Samoan?
Samoan.
It's not a race, is it?
No. I don't think so.
What would you be? I would be...
We've talked about this one.
Oh, I know.
We've jumped into this rat trap before.
Yeah, we got to get out of this. Quick, pick one. I'm just kidding. I want to be black. Fuck it. I want to be black. That'd be great.
So that's what's going on in the friendship in the Lubbock. I'm skipping ahead. The Lubbock Online.
You want to be Asian.
The Lubbock Online.
Lubbock.
In there.
Why don't we just let Texas secede? That's what I'm.
Let them go?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking we should do right now. Because, you know, fuck it. Who cares?
Speaking of seceding.
Get out of here.
I think we're going to let the Periscopers secede.
Goodbye, Periscopers!
It's about that time. Thanks for hanging in with us, Periscopers. Follow us on Twitter at crabdiving. Go to crabdiving.com. It's for downloads of this awesome, wonderful show.
Goodbye, Scotland.
We've got, let's see what else have we got going on here. We did the Maddow story. Oh, here we go. You want to hear a little about, this is, I've got a clip. We follow, by the way, at CanLinguists on the Twitter. We have a show here on the network on Saturdays, brand new episodes at 4 p.m. on Saturdays.
Oh, yes.
The CanLinguists, weed, marijuana. Medical marijuana, herb recipes, products,
yes.
All kinds of stuff.
All right.
Available for your ear holes. And they run as a rerun here on the network also, don't forget.
Great show.
And I've got a weed story here just to fire up. This is, this happened, this is our U.S. Congress.
Fuck you. This can't be a good story.
And the U.S. House of Fuckwads. most of them are fuckwads. There's some that are okay. We're gonna like the guy that's talking. He's Representative Jared Polis from Colorado, Democrat from the 2nd District.
Yes,
in Colorado, and he was speaking at the House Commerce, Justice, and Science spending.
Okay,
I don't know. It was the one of the topics they were talking about. This was a floor debate. They were actually apparently working, lasted into the wee hours of the morning. They were discussing legislation to prevent the federal government from enforcing prohibition laws in the states that have legalized marijuana. So
there's
a lot of Republicans that are like, we don't care if Colorado, you know, they're all for states' rights, except...
Yeah, yeah.
For the stuff that they don't want them to have states' rights on. And that's one of them. We don't want Colorado to be able to legalize weed.
Fuck you.
We don't want Washington. We don't want anybody to have medical marijuana. Illegal! Because we got to throw those Negroes in. In jail. I mean,
what?
Sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
God.
So, according to the Denver Post... Without the papa, the Denver Post. The
has a little accent over the T when you're P when you're supposed to do that.
Does it?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, is that
papa? Yes, it's the papa sound.
It's the papa. So this one guy, Representative John Fleming.
Fuck you.
From Louisiana.
Uh-oh.
A Republican. Was suggesting that the United States government enforce federal marijuana laws in states that have legalized it with troops if necessary.
Oh, my God.
So he wants to send the army to take over Colorado and shoot the weed out of their stoner hands.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I mean...
Well, who cares?
Can we look
dude?
Up fascism?
Yeah, man.
Can we look up that definition that an authoritarianism?
Why don't we occupy the whole fucking country? Because I think we're got a bunch of alcoholics here, and we shouldn't allow drinking. We're gonna occupy all the fucking liquor stores.
We tried that. Oh well, actually, they're doing that in. That's how they're protesting
about?
In. What was that? There was a northeastern state where the Democrats were trying to pass legislation prohibit alcohol,
right?
Because the Republican idiots in the state were whining so much about marijuana, and they're saying because of all the science, look, marijuana is no worse. In fact, alcohol it seems to have absolutely a more negative effect yeah, on society dude. Than marijuana does.
I mean, think about your marijuana hangover. Oh, wait, there is none.
Right.
Oh, that doesn't fucking exist.
In fact, I mean, marijuana helps a alcohol hangover.
Absolutely.
So this is, this asshole gets up and is suggesting taking fucking troops.
Yes.
To enforce the federal marijuana laws.
Fuck you.
And now we have, it's a great visual, but we're definitely going to put this up on the blog post at Crab Diving. Because behind Representative Polis, as he does his little rant here,
Polis
is a staffer
right.
who's sitting there and just starts laughing his ass off. I mean, he just starts yeah. laughing at what this what guy is saying because it's great. So here's Representative Polis. Here's a little bit of what goes on.
Polis.
This is what we pay these motherfuckers for. It's really, part of it's really annoying. But
it's heinous. Here,
just the whole, I don't know. The Brits do it better. It's just more fun over there.
Absolutely.
It's just more fun.
They
right?
throw paper at each other.
They yell at each other. It's just raucous.
Don't here, they wad up paper and shoot?
I don't think they're supposed to do that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's encouraged.
Right.
This is from C-SPAN, by the way.
Welcome you to come visit. But you know what? I don't have to convince you. I don't have to convince the state of Louisiana that they should do anything. And I just wish that you would leave my sovereign state of Colorado alone. Let our people and our state government decide what we want to do with regard to marijuana rather than the federal agents going around trying to arrest people for doing activities that are fully legal under state law. That's all I ask. I'm not going to send federal troops into Louisiana to arrest people from whatever you do down there, smoking crayfish. You want me?
Whatever you do down there, smoking crayfish.
You know that guy was just waiting to say that, too.
Oh, yeah.
He thought of that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a fucking point, man. What a waste of money. You're going to send troops
this
to take over Colorado.
About. And these same assholes are the ones who are, you know, that whole, the way they govern over Washington, D.C. is such bullshit, by the way.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's got to be changed. Basically, the people of Washington, D.C. have no representation.
Yeah.
They get to elect somebody as a mayor.
Yeah.
They get to elect
a crackhead,
somebody who represents them and gets a vote in Congress.
Yeah.
But they don't really get a vote. And they don't have their own autonomy. They're not a state. They don't. So Congress gets to decide what happens in D.C. Well, the people of D.C. voted, we want weed.
Right.
We want weed.
Well,
and now
fucked.
Congress. But you've got congressmen from Alabama making the decision. You've got Congress cunts from the middle of North Dakota making that decision for D.C.
And you know what's crazy about D.C.? You know, if you go there, I mean, you realize it's a really, I mean, it's a progressive, very cosmopolitan kind of city.
I haven't been there. I can't wait to go.
People from all over the world go to D.C.
Right.
You know, because that's where fucking government is. It's great. It's a great, great city. And it should be very progressive. There's no reason D.C. shouldn't be, you know. They should have legal marijuana in D.C. Come on.
That's fucked up. That's what they voted. That's what they want.
It's a hip young town. I mean,
but the, you know, Congress says, no, we don't actually have it. So, and you'll hear the voice of that, this asshole from Louisiana who chimes in, old fucking fossil with, I'm not sure if it's some dead rat on his head or if it's just like really poorly dyed.
Skeksis.
If it's his own hair, but here this continues. So he just said, all right, I'll back up a little.
People from whatever you do down there, smoking crayfish, you want me to ban that? And send federal troops down there? I bet maybe smoking crayfish ain't good for you. I don't know. What if it's fried? Might clog your arteries, huh? But that's not good for you. You want me to send federal troops down there? Is that what you want me? Do you want me to send federal troops to Louisiana to stop?
So he's now yelling at this guy.
He actually deserves it. He wants an answer.
Right. He deserves this this asshole from Republican John Fleming from Louisiana.
He's just grandstanding, too, this John Fleming, right?
The guy who wants the troops to send troops into Colorado. I
mean, no one's sending troops into Colorado. The guy's just trying to make a splash. And
oh, sure. He's trying to scare up the ninnies and back in his home state. Now, meanwhile, the staffer behind this guy is laughing his ass off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Once he said crayfish, the guy was lost. Yeah.
Is that what you want me? Do you want me to send federal troops to Louisiana to stop you from eating fried crayfish?
Is the gentleman yielding?
Yeah, I'd like your answer.
The gentleman will suspend, and all members are reminded to direct their remarks to the chair.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I'd like an answer. And the guy from Louisiana is like, are you yielding your time to me? Yeah, yeah, I'd like an answer. And the chairman's like, look, guys, you gotta talk to me.
Well, I mean, you know, the guy's looking out for his constituents. I don't know how else he's how are you supposed to react when somebody says, hey, the where you govern, we want to send troops to
right
occupy right, it right. Because they're selling joints.
Someone will suspend and all members are reminded to direct their remarks to the chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to inquire of the gentleman from Louisiana if he wants us to send federal troops to Louisiana to stop them from eating fried crayfish.
That's in the congressional record now.
Oh, my God.
That is in the congressional record.
That is hilarious.
I'm happy to yield for an answer.
Now, here's where Representative Fuckwad
right.
of John Fleming from Louisiana. Way to hear him. It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
If the gentleman is yelling to me, I would point out that the Colorado he describes does not
exist. Reclaiming my time. I am from Colorado.
That's one cool thing. You can reclaim your time.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I yield my time. But right. the instant you say something I don't like, you're like, I want my time back.
Right.
And that's what
that's
he did.
That's amazing.
So the guy barely got half a sentence out.
Yeah.
But he's talking about this Fleming guy was saying, crime is way up. Everything, you know, children are eating these candies that they find that are laced with the marijuana and going into little dogs are going into the vets all drugged up.
Right. But I will say this. I bet young kids are drinking.
Well, here's the thing. No, it's true.
Yeah.
There have been isolated incidents, which is all the Republicans can ever point to. But the numbers are just the opposite. Crime has gone down in Colorado.
You're stoned. No one's going anywhere.
And how much crime was based on the illegal trade of marijuana?
Plenty.
Right. So you take
away. So now you don't have that.
Right. Right. Wow, that doesn't, you know.
I mean, it's
but who are you punishing, Ryan? You've got to punish somebody. God damn it, we're Republicans. We have to punish somebody.
It's bullshit. Yeah. It's Christian wackos.
And fried crayfish.
The gentleman may yield
for an answer.
If the gentleman is yelling to me, I would point out that the Colorado he describes does not
reclaiming
exist.
My time. I am from.
I want to yell for this guy.
Yeah.
You're talking to me about my own state, you fucking old fossil.
How are you going to describe where I live?
That Colorado doesn't exist. I know this because I live in Louisiana and I'm 75 years old.
That fucking southern thing. Ugh. God, I hate
Tom, I am from Colorado. I know Colorado inside and
Colorado.
Out. And we have been tremendously successful in reducing the abuse of marijuana among minors. But again, it shouldn't be up to us to convince him. Just as I don't have to eat their darn fried crayfish.
The staffer now is trying to cover his mouth behind the guy. Trying not to laugh too hard.
The dude from Colorado, stylish too.
He's a cool guy. A purple shirt.
Yeah, he's got a purple shirt.
Purple shirt in Congress. Like he's out.
Oh, Barney.
Like he's out at a club.
Oh, yeah.
Convince him. Just as I don't have to eat their darn fried crayfish. I don't want it. I don't want it. So get the federal law enforcement apparatus to leave our state alone. That's all this amendment does is respect the sovereign will of the people of my great state of Colorado. To have innovative policies to reduce the use
of marijuana.
Will
suspend. The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from California controls the time.
Welcome me to come visit.
Somebody else moves in and just starts talking about something else. But
you are right, though. This would be better in England.
Right, right.
This argument.
Because they usually shout each other down and then somebody just gets the mic, you know.
That's so funny. How stupid, really.
Right, and then there's going to be the assholes out there who are like, well, what if a state wants to say no faggots can get married, huh? It's different. Nobody's taken a right away here from someone.
Can't compare it.
Expanding rights. We're giving them the right to smoke what the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And instead of taking a right away, with the case of gay marriage, it's the opposite. You're taking a right. You're preventing someone from having a right that they should have equal access to, you fucker.
Yeah, that's a tough one to explain to that idiot from Louisiana. It's impossible.
Fleming?
Because as soon as you go down that path, they pull the religion card.
Right.
My higher power. It's against my beliefs. I'm supposed to have religious freedom to be able to fucking discriminate against you.
I found myself reading a story on The Blaze.
Oh, shit. This morning. You all right?
And then, you know, I can't leave. After a while, I have to read some of the other stories over there.
Fucking assholes.
And the Blaze comments are amazing, though. They're really interesting because it's a weird combination of the screaming religious lunatics. I mean, you know, round up the homos and put them on an island, you know, and sovereignty, and this is a war against Christianity, and God opened up his loins and the Constitution dropped right out into the hands of the founding fathers.
He ejaculated the Constitution.
He did.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
It's God's ejaculate is black ink on vellum.
Ouch. I have just come parchment.
So
this is stupid.
It's real sticky.
Ah.
So lots of other shit going on here in the universe. What else have I got? We're done.
Oh my god!
Clip.
Do you have any crazy cop stories today in the docket?
I mean, no.
Did you see the one in the fucking Hamptons? The submarine?
No, I don't know anything about this one.
Oh, my God. Some police force or something up there. They just got a decommissioned submarine.
Come on.
No, I'm not kidding.
Come on.
Look, it's a kind of interesting story. And that the submarine surfaces and they arrest a bunch of people on a boat for driving and piloting a boat while drunk. And I guess there was a party barge out there somewhere in the New York, and they were stoned and drunk, and they were mooning other boats and crafts, and then they got pulled over by a sub. Is that a fake story?
According to Snopes, a pair of fake news stories.
Yeah. Hey, to my friend that shared that on his Facebook wall, eat a dick, motherfucker. I trusted you! Can you go into Hootsuite and delete that? Because that's... God damn it. Is that going up?
There was an article published that Hampton's police acquire surplus submarine. I want to emphasize this submersible craft came at no cost to taxpayers, the representative said in the press release.
I believed it. I fucking believed it,
there was
it,
a
man.
Follow-up article that alleged the Hampton's police submarine unit makes its first arrest.
I read that's what I...
The pair of articles were circulated widely, but are initially from a site called Dan's Papers, which is a well-known satire site. So they're on Snopes, big red false. But a good story.
Oh, yeah. And good news.
What a great story.
Good news for us. I forgot to put it on there. Well,
there you go. So averted. Tragedy averted.
You know, I saw that story in the pic. Did you see the picture?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a great Photoshop.
Like, holy fuck!
It's a big giant submarine, like in the middle of spring break. Kids playing in the water.
They said that the people were detained. The passengers were detained in a jail they have inside the sub. I believe that. God damn it, man.
It was good.
I want to find the person that shared that on Facebook, and I want to fake.
That's why Facebook has started. Like, if they would have linked back to the original story,
yeah,
from Dan's page or whatever, if Facebook knew it, Facebook has started labeling things as satire now because it happens so much.
Well, yeah,
and because of Poe's Law, which is on the internet, which is anything that you put. Or any crazy theory that you put out there,
yes,
is going to possibly be perceived as true because of how fucking crazy reality is. It's like the Christians are so nuts. If you put out a story that said, you know, I can't even think of anything insane that isn't true. But Christians have decided that they're tattooing crosses on their dog balls,
right,
and it gets them into heaven. faster. So Christians are grabbing their Yorkshire Terriers.
Nudicles.
Putting, blessing their testicles and putting crosses on them. There's going to be people out there
these
who are
poor
like,
dogs.
Oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that to dogs. And it's going to get shared all over the internet.
Leave my nuts alone.
That's Poe's law.
Since we're talking about this, is it true that there was an accident in Florida, I think it was Florida, where a shark was being carried in a glass tank or something? There was an accident and a shark died in the car crash? Because I put that up on Facebook. I hope that's fucking true. That sounds a little...
That was on the Huffington Post.
Okay.
And there are pictures of the corpse of the poor dead shark that was being transported, being hauled onto a flatbed.
When are we going to stop this thing about putting animals in cages? And why do we have such a hard on for zoos? It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if an animal, if it's injured and you're rehabilitating it, why can't we walk through a little park and stare at it through the glass?
Although if it weren't for some zoos, we'd have
what
some species not left.
Yeah.
I mean, preservation.
Is that ethical, though, to cage something just because it's the last of its kind?
Well, what we need to do is, put cages up around giant swaths of land.
Right.
Their habitat, and let them fucking live and let live.
Oh, I see. You want to segregate the animals based on...
I do. I do. I'm a furist.
We're getting... I knew it. I knew it. I saw the outfit in the laundry. I didn't want to say anything.
Not a furry.
I am a furrist.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
What are these long pink hairs doing in my socks?
What's up with these horseshoes, Clopper?
I was cleaning out the lint trap and I noticed some sequins.
The weird thing about your bunny suit is there's a fucking asshole hole.
Yeah.
Why is the center cut out of this monkey outfit?
So there you go, ladies and germs.
Listen, brony.
Yeah, the shark did die in the in that hand.
Well, at least that's a real story. And oh my God, I really thought that well, hey, we live in a world where that's not totally out of the realm of possibilities, right?
Yes.
Kind of. Cops are getting militarized.
Well, that's Poe's law. We bought it.
Yeah.
Because it's not... They're driving down our streets in tanks.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? If you would have said to somebody in the 50s and 60s that the cops are going to be driving fucking armored vehicles down your street, who would believe it?
Well, the other thing is have you ever piloted a sub or steered one or anything like that?
I haven't.
No. It's got to be tough, right?
I would
assume. I don't know.
Some skill involved.
I don't know. The police force in the Hamptons, they have a Navy
qualified pilot
operator.
Do you want to hear a little bit of Lindsey Graham?
God, is he talking about his rotating first lady bullshit?
Oh no, this isn't Lindsey Graham. This is Mark Kirk.
Okay.
Senator Mark Kirk from Illinois is backing away from comments.
Uh-oh.
He made
racist
at a Senate appropriations meeting.
Oh shit.
Regarding Lindsey Graham. Let's see if we can hear.
Did he get drunk?
Let's see if we can hear this.
Oh, God. He made gay jokes, didn't he? That's awesome.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Kirk.
Aye.
Mr. Blunt.
Vote yes.
Mr. Moran.
Aye.
Mr. Hogan.
Yeah.
Mr. Bozeman.
Aye.
Mrs. Capitol. Mr. Cassidy.
Aye.
Oh, you can't.
Mr. Langford.
Joking,
but Daines,
because he doesn't have
Vice Chairman Paulson.
Aye.
Have a rotating.
Mr. Leahy.
Aye. Well, so
I
what's happening
it.
Is
I can barely hear it.
He's joking about. He said he's whispering with the people that are around there, and he's saying, "Did you hear what Graham said? Graham said I have a lot of friends. We'll have a rotating first lady, and then." He said, I've been joking with Lindsey. Did you see that? He's going to have a rotating first lady. He's a bro with no hoe. That's what we'd say on the street. I'm going to play it. Just on the outside chance that we can hear this.
It's
only got like 20 more seconds. I want to play it just in case we can hear the bro with no hoe part.
Yeah.
Bro with no hoe.
There it is.
Oh my God.
This is Murray.
No. Okay, I'm going to back it up a little bit. Bro... With no hoe.
He's a bro with no hoe.
Mrs. Murray.
No.
That's what we'd say on the
street. Feinstein.
That's what we'd say on the street.
Are they fucking paying attention to what's going on or anything like that? I mean, come on.
We're voting on shit. Nobody cares.
Just laws and bills and shit. He's a bro with no hoe. That's kind of.
Yeah, he was caught on an open microphone whispering to a colleague.
Oh, God. So why I wouldn't last in politics. All those microphones everywhere. I'd say something just totally atrocious.
So they're saying he.
That's great.
He's
a bro with no hoe.
Politico asked him if he regrets saying it, and he says, "Well, yeah, I do.
Fuck yeah, I do. I regret it, of course."
He regrets saying it.
I regret that mic was hot. I really regret the shit out of that. So C-SPAN just caught that or something, or
yeah, they're just the mic was open, and that idiot was standing there. It's a bro with no hoe. That's what we say on the streets.
In the streets. Fuck off.
One of his aides said, "It's just a joke between friends."
Oh, you fucking asshole. That's great.
He's also made some other comments. At one point, he suggested GOP should put coffins outside Democratic offices.
What does that mean?
If there was a terrorist attack during a Homeland Security shutdown.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. We should put coffins. If there's a terrorist attack, we should put coffins outside the Democratic offices. They were going to blame them. He was trying to blame the Democrats for that shutdown that they were trying to engineer.
Right. I thought the guy was saying that they're pussies and wouldn't be able to defend themselves because they don't have guns.
Well, maybe.
Who knows?
And then he also suggested that people should make sure they drive faster through black neighborhoods.
Oh. what a fucking buffoon. Who knows what this guy's gonna say? Hey, somebody give him a radio show.
Mark Kirk of Illinois.
Is he a big dumb jock looking guy? Because he just seems so. Is he a bro?
Senator Mark Kirk.
He's gotta be big dumb,
you know,
lughead.
He's a white dude. White dude in his 50s.
I get it. He's stupid. He's a country club type. These are the jokes he makes all the time with his buddies in the locker room. They're towel snapping.
55 years old.
This is what we say when we're changing for the squash court.
Right.
Bro with no hoe. That's so funny.
These are senators. These are senators. These are supposed to be the distinguished.
The deciders.
Right.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah, it's funny over here. The Tribune. Senator Kirk calls Lindsey Graham a bro with no hoe. That's the headline on the Tribune. Bro with no hoe.
Guy, yeah, that's hilarious.
So keep your mouth shut.
No. Keep
what
talking.
What does that tell you?
Right. The right-wing nut jobs, please keep talking. Those mics aren't on.
Right. Democrats, keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah.
Mouths shut.
Well, not Joe. Not Joe Biden. Because hasn't he said some great things on mics that he thought were not on?
Yeah. He said some funny stuff. You know, the other day, if you go to crabdiving.com, we had an extended segment of George Bush-isms, the shit that George Bush has said, because
it's insane.
We found out that he's making $100,000 to $175,000. Per speech on the speech circuit.
And we're not talking about shit he said that he didn't know, like, was going out or on a mic that wasn't hot. He's saying this, like, to people. Intentionally, right?
All of these were, well, here.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I love it. It's so good because you can hear when he,
you can hear him flying off the rails, yeah.
Yeah, with the moment he can't figure it out, or he's talked himself into a circle, or something.
Yeah, and then that is like, you fool me, you can't get fooled again. That was our president. He was the decider.
You just can't keep fooling me.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The decider.
I'm the decider. What does that mean? I'm the decider. I'm the guy that's going to lie us into a war and kill a shitload of people. Yeah. Fuck it.
I don't remember the exact circumstances where he came up with that shit, but...
I'm the decider.
Did you see, speaking of that whole era, I mean, just like a giant herpes sore right on the end of your cock, coming back. No.
Look at that.
Back to for oozing pus.
Ah.
Goddamn Donald fucking Rumsfeld.
Oh, man. What's he
now,
saying?
It's beyond comprehensible. At first, he was like, well, you know, the Iraq war was right. We did the right thing. And then he kind of danced back a little. And then he was all for it again. Now he's dancing back a little.
Right.
And everything, now he said, according to the Times of London, quote, Bush was wrong on Iraq.
Wait, listen.
Bush was wrong on Iraq.
What was he saying? Was he saying, what do you mean? Jeb Bush said this? Or no, Rumsfeld said this.
Rumsfeld.
Well, wait.
One of the main guy with access to the tiddlywinks to put together the whole war.
How was Bush wrong on this? Bush didn't have a decision on this, did he? I mean, he just sat there.
Yeah, and this guy's one of the ones that helped talk Bush into going to Iraq. I mean, you know, the whole administration.
This is maddening.
Rumsfeld's one of the guys that helped lie the whole country into that fucking war and lie about the fake intelligence and then try to turn around and blame the CIA. Well, it's their shitty intelligence. The CIA is like, whoa. No, we told you that guy's full of shit.
Who thought of the idea first? All right. Somebody's got to fess up and come clean.
Oh, Cheney.
So why didn't Rumsfeld say that then?
All those guys, read the what they were talking about, the policy they wanted in the Clinton era and shit. There's writings that Cheney's had, and all you got to do is they just wanted to go and take that oil.
Yeah.
They didn't want that oil to be under a dictator that they couldn't control.
So what happened? So where's all the oil now?
Well,
I mean, what happened to that? I thought it was supposed to be
cheap.
They
may have slightly miscalculated. or they didn't listen to everybody that was like, if you pull the Saddam plug out of the...
It's going to be insane.
Out
dude.
Of the genie bottle. Yeah, it's a really nasty fucking genie that you're going to let out.
Right.
As heinous as Saddam was.
We don't even understand it. I mean, we took over a country and we didn't even understand their culture or the different people that were there at all.
According to the Times of London, Rumsfeld said, I'm not one who thinks that our particular template of democracy is appropriate for other countries at every moment of their histories. So do you remember all it was like, we have to bring democracy to the Iraqi people.
Right. That's...
They're going to whip their tits out and spray us with milk as we walk by.
I didn't know they...
Right, they're going to love us so much when we go and help them.
I didn't know Iraqis had that talent.
The idea that we could fashion a democracy in Iraq seemed to me unrealistic.
Right.
He's saying this now.
I mean...
Imagine,
remember all those press conferences he used to give? How many times did he say democracy, Iraq, democracy? We bring in democracy.
He was the one who said, we know that we don't know some stuff.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
That. Yeah.
We know for sure that there are things we don't know.
Yeah. I remember the reporters used to say they would, this one reporter was saying when they would cover the Rumsfeld press conferences, they would all agree. No one laugh at his jokes, no matter what. Don't laugh. Because that's what he would do. He would be disarming to these guys. He would come in, say something light and funny, get everybody laughing, and then sort of ease everyone into the bullshit.
Pull my finger.
Yeah. I don't know. Rumsfeld never said that. or maybe. That's more of a GW kind of thing.
Now he's coming out and saying that the Time story is inaccurate. And my comments were consistently much more subtle.
Oh, God. How is he alive? I mean, didn't he look like, you know, the Grim Reaper way back then? Rumsfeld is still alive.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Shit, he must take vitamins.
The Do you have the full interview? No, Rumsfeld says, I have it. Rumsfeld tapes his own interviews.
What a weirdo.
He was known for issuing thousands of office memos while at the Pentagon.
Oh, God.
So many that people referred to them as snowflakes. Another snowflake from Rumsfeld.
Another memo.
Snowing.
The lady that used to take the memo, she had carpal tunnel.
Yes. So Rumsfeld then plays the whole quote, and the article here is like, it didn't. I heard the whole quote. He said what he said.
Like, yeah.
Now he's saying I was much more subtle, but he wasn't.
That's what they fucking did, that Bush administration. You say one thing, I don't know.
Right.
Wait a little while, you say the exact opposite. And then, you know, Republican GOP brain jujitsu. Hoogity boogity.
So Rumsfeld crawling out from under his fucking rock.
Ugh. Why are we even hearing from this guy? Why don't we hear from Brownie, the guy that fucked up New Orleans during the hurricane? Why don't we hear from him? I mean, why don't we hear from all the shitheads?
I'm for democracy, whatever that means.
Dude, you're in a government. He doesn't know what the definition of fucking democracy. Didn't he go to college?
I'm for democracy, whatever that means.
God, what a fucking fatalist, huh? Does he sit around all day in a black turtleneck smoking cloves?
They're saying that's interesting because that he might have, he's claiming that was misrepresented something, which is during his tenure was a cardinal sin because his snowflakes, his memos, often requested the exact dictionary definition of terms like scapegoat, guerrilla warfare, insurgency. And one time he wanted somebody to look up the word several.
Oh, my God. You know you're an evil-ass motherfucker if you're thinking, well, let's see.
Should we say several?
Right.
How many does several exactly mean? I'm going to write a memo.
Damn. You know what? George Bush could have really used some Bill Clinton magic in selling that war. Or maybe he didn't. He didn't need it, obviously. They just used fear and paranoia. Right. Xenophobia.
Well, a couple of planes hit a couple of buildings and helped grease the anus.
There are reports that there is no evidence of a direct link between Baghdad and some of these terrorist organizations.
There are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Oh,
that was our Secretary of Defense.
God, I mean, listen, he's evil. I mean, there's a reason you hire a guy like that, right? If you're up to some bad shit.
I think he might have helped Bill Clinton with that. What's the definition of is?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you think he just gave him a call? Hey, Bill, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you try this? That's funny.
Depends on what the definition of is.
Who wins? Bill Clinton, Donald Rumsfeld in a, you know.
A bullshit-a-thon?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. A bullshit-a-thon. I'm going to go with Clinton.
Yeah, I think. I think Bill's probably up there. Did you hear that Bill Clinton is saying that if Hillary wins, he'll forego charging for speeches for a while?
Oh, don't do that, Bill. Are you crazy?
Well, if he's first gentleman, he's going to have duties, right?
What's he gonna fucking do? If he's first gentleman, his duty is gonna be to stay home and not fuck anything.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah, try not to get into any trouble. God damn it.
No, I think you're right, though. I think if Hillary gets elected, she names Barack Obama to the Supreme Court and hubby.
No, that would be...
Can you appoint your husband?
Fucking, why not? They did on... I mean, he appointed What's-Her-Face to on House of Cards. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yes. The director of the...
ambassador, right?
Blah, blah. Yeah, United Nations. Maybe Bill will be like, Supreme Court Justice. Baby, I want to be the fucking ambassador of whatever little country is that we have those fucking orgies at. Orgy Island. Right. Where is that? Somewhere in the Bahamas or something. All those right wing nut jobs or old guys.
The Bunga Bunga Island that billionaire had, that he had parties at, allegedly.
I want to be ambassador to Bunga Bunga Island.
Where allegedly there were underage girls for the ripe picking.
Yeah. White guys are monsters. White dudes are just fucking monsters.
Well, rich ones.
There
are a couple of them. Oh, God. Do you want to talk about guns a little bit?
Fuck yeah. I mean, yeah, you can talk about them. I've tried to talk about them on social media. I just spell everything wrong, and then I get shit on. Man. Fuck off, gun nuts!
This is a story. It's not America. However, one could extrapolate. Because what's going on here in America, but these amosexuals.
No, I love that term.
Behind.
It's hilarious.
With the full blessing of the NRA.
Right.
And the NRA is pushing for it, trying to get guns in schools to protect the chillins.
From the government.
We want those teachers armed to the fucking teeth in case Al-Qaeda comes flying in.
They want to hand out some of those guns that, like, they had in Aliens. You know, the big, gigantic...
The rail gun,
that
yeah.
That you just wear.
The Jesse Ventura gun.
Oh, yeah, from Predator. That's a good one,
from
too.
From Predator.
That's what the art teacher needs.
So, as here in this country, as they keep trying to get these... to pass these bills saying, more guns in schools!
Yes, perfect.
In Pakistan,
right,
on a couple of days, or yesterday,
right,
a few hours ago, actually, at the Sangota Model School in Pakistan, and it's not like a modeling school.
Oh, it's not like...
No, it's not like... Well, walking down the runway...
Oh, what a bunch of...
A discharge of a firearm.
What a bunch of charlatans, by the way. People that enroll, you know, they'd say, hey, I want you to enroll in my modeling school for $2,000. I'll turn you into a model and I'll give you headshots.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll make some calls.
I went to one of those with a friend in Chicago.
Oh, yes.
Who he insisted on going to it. I was like, it's a scam. It's a scam. They tell you you're beautiful and yeah, here we need $800 for our classes.
Is this the friend who
will never work?
Who claimed that he tied a scarf around his forearm and started a fashion movement, that he was the first person ever in history to tie a scarf around his fucking wrist? He started something with that. Is this the same guy?
So in Pakistan, there was you know, they had that horrible. That horrible rampage a few months ago that 100 and some people at that school were killed.
Right.
In Peshawar.
Peshawar.
So officials in northwest Pakistan decided to grant teachers the right to carry firearms in school.
What would you carry if you're a teacher and they say you can carry any gun you want? Uzi?
Really?
Yeah, what would you take?
I'd have a 9mm, probably. Something quick and easy that you can get to.
I was going
to
say.
Maybe a little bigger. Maybe really? It's something that packs a little bigger hit. But
Do you want like one of those Dirty Harry hand cannons? Is that better?
That's what I was just thinking. Maybe something a little bigger.
Yeah.
A 9mm is fine, though.
Okay. Kate, put Pat down for a 9mm.
Put me down for a 9mm. and they also were going to, they didn't have enough money to provide guards at school, so they thought, well, let's just let them get guns.
What the fuck kind of logic is that? We can't afford guards.
Well, that's what they're trying to do here.
So why the teachers do both? Are the teachers going to get paid more to carry and protect?
I forget which state we were talking about where they did. They passed that they're going to have, that if you're going to be an armed certified teacher,
oh, God,
that you take some like 8 hours of extra training and shit.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Right.
So at the Sangota School, teacher Majid Khan,
yes,
was sitting in the teacher's lounge.
What?
Probably smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
Cleaning his gun.
Okay. Well, what happened?
Take a guess. Like a 14-year-old having his dick touched for the first time. Great. It went off.
What a nice reference.
In an instant. and killed a kid walking through the hallway outside.
Oh, my God. Shit. Well, I mean, what if the kid was, like, you know, an evildoer or something, you know? I don't know. What if this
good
kid,
thing that kid that could have grown up to be Hitler?
Yeah, like Pat Robertson right. said, what if he turned into Stalin?
The student died instantly.
Yes. Oh,
God. This teacher has been arrested in relation to the incident. I don't know what they might do this, but like this article is in Reverb Press. This person writing says, really, how already people are saying, well, this happened in Pakistan. It's not America. How different? Tell us where the difference is.
That went off and hit a student. How is that exclusively Pakistani?
Right.
Why can't that happen anywhere?
And they say, well, we're better trained. And this person says, okay, well, what about the well-trained police chief who has now shot himself for the second time in his career?
Yes. Yeah, what about that?
there's a police chief who shot himself in 2000. This happened a year ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
at a gun shop examining a gun.
It's an accident.
Shot himself in the leg. Meanwhile, it got tangled in my clothing. I was wearing a sweatshirt and a fleece jacket.
Well, see, who would wear a sweatshirt and a fleece? That's crazy. You have it coming.
Previously, he shot himself in the hand accidentally.
Yeah. By the way, my mom texted me and she said, thanks for trying to get me an art teacher gun.
An art teacher gun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be...
She didn't want to carry a gun. Well, I mean, I've never really asked her, but I imagine she doesn't want to.
I would assume... Who knows? Maybe your mom's a great shot.
I don't know.
Maybe you don't know.
Maybe she has a history with firearms.
Maybe she does. Maybe, you know, who knows? you weren't there.
Yeah, were you there?
So that's what's going. That's the gun story I have.
An amazing story. I mean, it's a horrible story, but it's like, I just want to print that story out on a big sign and carry it around with me and walk around Texas and say, hey, what about this?
Right.
What say you to this?
We need more guns.
What are we going to do? Not be armed because the government, what if they turn on us? What if they drive their submarines up to our beaches and take us?
Right.
I thought it was fucking real. I thought.
As God is my witness.
The Hamptons Sheriff
Department. I thought submarines were driving up on the beaches of the Hamptons.
Oh, that picture looked amazing. They even painted the side of it. I looked at that and I was like, God, that's so great. How was that not a story until now? How?
If you're just tuning in, Ryan fell for Poe's Law.
I did.
Where there was a story about a police force in the Hamptons buying a surplus, getting a surplus submarine.
I didn't talk to you about it today because
But when you told it to me 20 minutes ago, I was with you.
Until you looked it up.
Oh, right.
Well, that's good.
And then I Googled it to help you tell the story, and that's when Snopes popped up.
You know, this is funny because this is what I thought when we started our show today. I thought it would be like, hi, everybody, welcome to Crab Diving. And before we go to any other stories, how about that submarine?
Hot off the press.
And I was like, how did you not see this story? The whole time, I'm like, when are we going to get to the submarine story? I can't wait.
He's got to have that one.
Yeah, and it's not real.
I've got a... This is... what time is it? Oh, we got about 5 or 6 minutes here left on the big show.
The big show.
Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Before we head off into Friday. I don't know if I should do this one.
Why? What's going on?
The pubic hair survey.
What is that? I didn't...
There was a survey done about, they asked dudes.
Right.
About what they think of pubic hair.
Like, whether they like it or...
Well, how they prefer...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
The pubic hair of their partner.
Sure. The shape of a pentagram.
Right.
Get out the stencil!
My girlfriend shaves hers into the flying spaghetti monster.
That's a good one.
So according to a study...
Most people prefer a lightning bolt.
The question was, what do you find attractive when it comes to women's pubic hair?
Yeah.
completely bare, trimmed and well-groomed, but a grown woman should have something down there. No preference.
Yes.
Do whatever you want.
Who gives a shit?
All natural.
Right.
Or inexplicably other. I don't know what I thought everything's covered.
What other option did they leave?
Only 1% said other. Okay. I want to know what they've got in mind. Yeah. I want to talk to those people.
Yeah. They've got some, there's some freaky people out there. They got some crazy shit going on.
The winner.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Unsurprisingly.
Yes.
All you got to do is watch porn and you can figure out what is the trend these days.
Yes.
41%.
The dolphin. Shaved into a dolphin.
Want them to look like
a hummingbird.
Completely bare.
Oh, actually. Really? Oh, not. Okay.
Brazilian.
Not the Mr. T.
Not the Mr. T. That would be 38%.
Yes.
Who think trimmed, well groomed.
Right.
But, you know, have something down there still. No preference is 15%. Do what you want, baby.
Who voted for?
Shave it.
I want it to look like I'm swallowing Tina Turner.
Right. Do shave it into the shape of Webster crawling out of there.
My initials. Right.
And only 5% said all natural.
It's a different time.
Now,
what would our forefathers have preferred?
However,
yes,
it ain't that big of a deal.
Okay.
Because though they expressed preferences, the follow-up question was, have you ever ended a date any kind of encounter early because of the pubic hair grooming choice of your partner didn't match your style?
Uh-uh.
I can see if you're Jewish and she's got a little swastika carved in down there or something.
They don't care.
91% are like, no.
Right.
I don't care.
I think that number's low.
Don't give a shit. One guy said, if you've made it to third base and you want to call a timeout due to grooming habits, you're a douche.
Yeah, you're a dumbass. Hey, you ever seen the picture of the square, a square drawn, but there's a dot in the middle of it, and you're trying to figure out like where you see the dot? You know that
oh, where your blind spot, where you test your blind spot, maybe?
What if you had that?
Depends on where you look.
Yeah.
If you don't want to see hair, look over to the left. It'll disappear in your blind spot. Now, they also asked men, do you feel pressured to groom your own pubic hair?
Yes.
Pressure.
Yeah. From who? My friends?
You're right. My priest.
Now, listen, you make a joke. I'm sure a priest, anything.
Bobby,
in that
could you trim a little bit down there?
In that neighborhood. I mean, yeah. If you trim, you don't have to say as many Hail Marys or whatever.
Only 12% of men said no. I don't feel any pressure to group my pubic hair.
That's the Big Lebowski faction. They don't give a shit. Their personality defines their weird-looking genitalia. There you go.
Now, the most is 48% said, I don't feel any pressure, but I like to be well-groomed.
This is CNN.
20% says, well, it's only fair if she trims bushage down there. I should trim the forest also.
It is reciprocal.
And 20% said,
survey says
that yes, they do feel pressure these days. It's expected that a guy pays attention to your manscaping.
And so say we all.
So say we all. So that was a study done. Apparently,
a study.
Money was spent to interview people and put together a fucking scientific study.
Can I ask you a question? Have we cured AIDS?
We haven't.
Okay. Well, look, can we spend some time on that study, guys?
But we found out that ultimately, we don't care what women do down there as far as grooming habit-wise. Now, if you ask if there's a preference, most men will say, well, I guess.
Right.
You're going to... For preference.
Most women say, I'd like you to shave those disgusting balls off.
I have preference for pizza.
Yeah.
But if you offer me a sausage pizza and I prefer pepperoni, I like sausage pizza too.
Right, right. Don't you?
I don't give a shit. I'm still having pizza.
I really like pepperoni a lot better than sausage, you know.
A little bit of wisdom there.
From the guy who thought, you know, Hampton County Sheriff Department had a nuclear sub.
Right.
All Tom Clancy and this motherfucker.
Howard Stern and all the billionaires out there in the Hamptons, watch out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye. It's going to be like Red Dawn.
In a world.
We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Here on crabdiving.com/live, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern Time. And then available, just like today's show, on iTunes, on Stitcher,
on SoundCloud,
and at crabdiving.com.
Oh, yeah, not
for all of your crabby needs. Don't forget all of our social media, facebook.com.
Like us, thumbs us up, star
that's
us.
Right. Go to Crab Diving. There's a bunch of blue buttons. That'll take you.
Follow us on Periscope.
Wherever you need to go. Thanks, Periscopers, for watching our shit.
Instagram.
We're all over the place. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer does comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Find out where and when he might be doing that. It could be at a comedial place near you.
Oh, my God.
Go to @RatedRComedy on Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Keep your eyes out for police dirigibles. Back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.